Hey, sorry for calling. I know it's late. I'm glad you didn't pick up, because that would have been a disaster. I'm a little drunk right now, so I know I'm gonna regret this in the morning, but I also think sober me is gonna be high-fiving drunk me eventually, so fuck it. Also, I may have lost a bet. I won't get into the details, but just know that I lost pretty bad. And my lovely friends decided on a punishment that they believe is actually good for me. So there's that. Yeah. Laugh it up, bitches. Sorry about that. Where was I? Fuck it. Alright. I think you're hot. Like, really, really fucking hot. And just to be clear, the bet is to admit this to you, not to just say it. All my friends know how bad I've been crushing on you. You're obviously a bit of an asshole. I don't think you'd deny that, but you can be nice too. But again, so hot. I don't think you understand how sexy you are to me. In the last 7 days, I've had like 3. Yeah, I think it was 3. 3, well, wet dreams about you. Shut up! Leave me alone! So, yeah. Oh god, this is so embarrassing. I hope you didn't think I was stopping there. Remember how I said I lost the bet really badly? Keep that in mind, because this is about to get explicit. Okay. I can't believe I'm about to say this in public. All of you, make sure no one is listening. Yeah, pull those shirts down and draw some attention away from me. You're such a slut. Sorry, there's a lot going on here. Stalling. I'm stalling. Okay. Here we go. I have fantasies about you constantly. Like, incredibly horny ones. It's actually embarrassing how fucking horny you make me. Shut up! Do you want me to keep going or not? I've wanted to suck your dick and let you fuck me since practically the first time we met. I don't know what it is about you that just drives me crazy, but I literally cannot stop thinking about it. I didn't want to tell you this because you don't need anything feeding your stupid ego. Which is why I was only ever gonna make a move if you did, which you haven't yet, so this is me, well, my friends, forcing my hand. Because they say I need to get laid, and well, I wouldn't mind getting fucked either, I guess. I don't think you'd mind. I mean, I've caught you checking me out. It's actually kind of messed up. The way you eye fuck me all the time without asking what's underneath my clothes. Like, come on. If you're gonna unabashedly stare at my ass all the time, you should at least do me the courtesy of asking for back shots. I would let you. That's actually an understatement. I would let you bend me over at work and fuck me from behind without a second thought. Like, happy to do it. Ecstatic. I've imagined that exact scenario a million times. Usually in my bed, on my back, with a couple of fingers in my pussy. Stop! Sorry. Every time I see you at work, all I think about is you taking me right then and there, no matter who's around. Maybe I could give Linda the finger while you pound me out. But seriously, just the thought. You pulling my pants down, bending me over, spanking me a couple of times maybe, touching me, my hips, my hair, my ass, my pussy, feeling exactly how wet you make me all the time. I've taken your dick so many times in my dreams that I think I know exactly how it would feel. I've dreamed about you fucking me more times than I can count. Sometimes you're gentle and sweet. Long, soft kisses between thrusts. Treating me like a princess. But other times you use me like a toy. You throw me around. You're rough with me. Sometimes in my dreams, you're mad at something and you take that anger out on my pussy and it's so fucking hot. You beat that pussy up like it owes you money. I moan into the pillow and you grab my hair and pull my head back just to hear me beg for your cock. My friends are losing their minds back there because they've heard me say all of this before, but never to you. Huh? They want me to talk about how bad I want to suck your dick. I've never actually seen it before, but sometimes I catch a glimpse of it in your pants, and I love that. Something you probably don't know about me is that I love giving blowjobs. And I'm also really fucking good at it. God, this sounds like a horny job interview. No, but, seriously, I love being on my knees for a hot guy like you. And just going to town on that thing. I can do it all. I can suck all over your dick and your balls. I can deep throat you. You can even fuck my throat. I don't have a gag reflex, though. Goals, right? Am I selling this to you yet? My favorite way to suck dick is hanging my head off a bed and letting someone fuck my throat. Like, I can't explain to you how much I want you to do that to me. Press your balls up against my face. Grab my tits. Watch me play with myself while you fuck my mouth like a pussy. They're speechless back there now because they're jealous. Uh-huh. Speechless because I'm a horny bitch who knows how to turn guys on. Is it working? Don't answer that. I mean, you can't answer that. At least not right now, but whatever. Anyway, do you know what the best part of letting me suck your cock is? I swallow. You know. Come. Or I mean, if you wanted to come on my face, that would be hot too. I love the idea of looking up into your eyes from underneath your dick while you stroke yourself. Pumping your cock and moaning while I wait with my mouth open and my tongue sticking out. You could decide in the moment. Just like fire a couple shots in my mouth and then on my face or whatever. I'm not picky. Well, you could also come inside me. Because I'm on the pill and I love a good cream pie. I can't tell you how happy I would be to feel your cock throbbing inside me after a nice, long fuck session. God, this is ridiculous. Look, I know I sound like a horn dog right now, but I promise I'm not always like this. Why am I even saying this? We work together every day. Oh God, we work together. What I'm trying to say is, no. What I'm actually trying to say is that you're totally welcome to come in my pussy whenever you want. I think it'd only be fair, letting you empty yourself in my guts after you rearrange them for me. God, I'm such a whore. So now that you've heard this message, please accept my humble request to fuck me until my legs don't work anymore. I'd be delighted to let you use my pussy and mouth whenever you want. I hope you don't think I'm a slut after hearing this. Actually, no. I hope that you understand how much of a slut I'm willing to be for you. Literally whenever you want. So, anyway, call me sometime, maybe. We don't have to do all those things, but I'd love to end up face down and naked on your bed one of these days. Oh God. Okay. Talk to you later. Call me. Seriously. I'm gonna go curl up in a ball and die somewhere. Okay. Bye!